When most people think of a hero, they think of someone whose bravery saved the day. But that someone isn't always human. Stories from all over the world tell of animals who have shown up for us just when we've needed them most. The day before he vanished, 25-year-old Chilean man Michael Coroseo Acuña joined a group of tourists in Bolivia. They were going on a guided tour of the dense jungle. In the Bolivian Amazon, the fog hangs lower than the treetops and the vegetation is so thick you can get lost in a matter of minutes. If it hadn't been for a group of caring monkeys, Michael might have died there. This wasn't supposed to be a dangerous trip. In fact, in 15 years, not a single tourist had gone missing from this camp. But the night Michael disappeared, rangers say something was off. He was acting weirdly and refused to participate in a traditional Pachamama ceremony to thank Mother Earth for allowing them to enter the jungle. Less than 5 minutes later, Michael had seemingly disappeared into thin air. A search party immediately rushed into the jungle, frantically looking for him. But after an entire night of scouring the nearby land, they came up empty-handed. The locals were sure that the mischievous jungle spirit Duende had cursed Michael. They believe Michael had offended Pachamama, and so she'd allowed Duende to have his way with him. Duende is known for driving victims mad and hiding them in other dimensions. This would explain why no one could find Michael. In Bolivia, the idea that the jungle is alive with magic and spirits is so common that even the authorities believed Michael had fallen victim to Duende's tricks. The next day, the tour guides were at their wits' end. They called two of the most well-known shamans in the area and asked them to bring Michael back. The shamans arrived with the ceremonial tools needed to access the spirit world. The tools included a thick block of sugar, cans of beer, cigarettes, coca leaves, wine bottles, sparkling confetti, and a large wooden cross. According to the shamans, Duende was working with Mapajo, a powerful tree spirit, and together they were hiding Michael. The shaman said that Michael was too far away in the spirit realm to reach. Their only hope was to make a payment to Pachamama in the form of a ceremony. If the jungle accepted, there was a chance she'd let them contact Michael's soul and lead him back to this dimension. They knew that time wasn't on their side. Without food or water, Michael would soon be a goner. For nearly a week, the shamans hardly slept a wink, staying up all night in ceremony. Meanwhile, a search party was spending 10 hours a day looking for Michael. The rangers, who had more than 20 years of experience, were shocked that in 5 days they hadn't found even a shred of the missing man. That is, until a muddy sock was found on the 6th day. Michael's stepmother confirmed that it was his. For the shamans, this was the break in the case they needed. They now had a window to his soul and a way to contact his spirit. They prayed hard for the next 2 days, staying up all night. Finally, they said the jungle had accepted their payments. It was a done deal. They were sure that soon Michael would reappear. The next day, Michael's sister was with a search party in the jungle when she heard a yell. She ran toward the sound and found her brother in a tree holding a large walking stick. He was less than a mile from camp. He was covered in bug bites, very weak and dehydrated, but he was still alive. Everyone wept in celebration. He said the night he disappeared, he'd had strange and terrible thoughts running through his head. Without rhyme or reason, he felt an intense urge to flee from the forest. Not thinking, he began to run straight into the dense forest. He kicked his shoes off because he felt that they were slowing him down. Then he threw his phone and his flashlight on the ground. After a while, he stopped under a tree, and that's when he began to second-guess himself. "What have I done?" he thought. He wanted to return to camp, but he could not find the river that would have brought him there. He feared the worst. He says he would have starved if it hadn't been for a group of monkeys who cared for him while he was lost. Each day he followed them to water and shelter, and they dropped him fruits from the trees to eat. He's sure that without them he wouldn't have made it. He says on the night before he was found, he dropped to his knees and begged God to help him find a way out of the jungle. The next day he was found. For Michael, that's proof that God had a hand in saving his life. But he also has immense gratitude for the monkeys whose care kept him from starving. Kevin Hines is another man who will never forget the animal that saved his life. Like Michael, Kevin was struggling with some frightening thoughts. In fact, for years, Kevin had been fighting mental illness. At 19 years old, he decided he couldn't take it anymore. That morning, he kissed his father goodbye, he bought a pack of candy to eat as his last meal, and boarded a bus that was headed toward the Golden Gate Bridge. He planned to commit suicide. The entire bus ride, Kevin wept openly. He decided that if even a single person asked him if he was okay, he would not jump off the bridge because that would prove that someone cared about him. Tears streamed down his face, and yet not a single passenger said a word to him. It seemed that they couldn't care less. Finally, he arrived at the bridge. He walked to the railing and looked over. He stood there for many minutes, crying. Then he saw a woman approaching him. He was sure she was going to ask him if he was okay, which would mean that he wouldn't kill himself. The woman was wearing big sunglasses and held out her hand. But instead of asking Kevin if he was okay, she asked him to take a photo. In her outstretched hand was a camera. Kevin believed this was proof that no one cared. It was the last straw. He took her photo. Moments later, he threw himself from the bridge. He felt immediate regret as his hands left the railing. He knew he'd made a terrible mistake. Very few people had ever survived a fall from this bridge. As he fell toward the water, he asked God to save him. He fell 225 feet at 75 miles per hour. About 4 seconds passed before he landed in the cold water below, shattering several vertebrae and sinking far beneath the surface. "This is it," he thought. Just when he decided he wanted to live, he feared he'd drown. But then something nudged him toward the surface. At first he thought it was a shark. The thing continued to circle him in the water, swimming underneath him and nudging him back to the surface when he began to sink. When the rescue boat arrived, the animal swam away. Kevin was pulled from the water and miraculously recovered fully. More than 1,600 people have fallen to their deaths from the Golden Gate Bridge. Kevin is one of just 26 people who have lived to tell about it. Kevin became a mental health advocate who has spoken to hundreds of people about suicide prevention. In an interview Kevin did to spread awareness about suicide prevention, he mentioned the mysterious animal that gave him a second chance at life. He later received a letter from a man who wrote, "Kevin, I'm so very glad you're alive. I was standing less than 2 feet from you when you jumped. Until this day, no one had told me whether you lived or died. By the way, it wasn't a shark. There was a sea lion, and the people above looking down believed it to be keeping you afloat." Like Michael, Kevin believes that it was his prayer to God that ultimately saved his life, and that his animal friend was part of God's answer to his prayer.